Blog Talk Radio.
One minute until showtime. Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. The recording has started.
Oh,
Honor to our leaders. We thank God tonight for him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our God in whom we trust. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, people of God, there, listen, we just you can't figure him out. You just can't put your mind, amen, you can't put your mind around him. Amen. Glory to God. He's too big. He's too high. He's too wide. He's too deep. Amen. Glory to God. And so, listen, we take the moment of the moment. Amen. And we just give him thanks and we just give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for him on tonight, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus, for, amen, Jesus, our senior apostle. Glory to God. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. We thank God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. We thank God tonight, amen, for our founder, glory to God, of the S.C. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches worldwide, amen. Our founder, amen, Chief Apostle, the late Chief Apostle, Dr. S.C. James, amen. We thank God for him. We thank God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, amen. We just bless the Lord for them. Amen. We bless the Lord for their labor in the gospel. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Some of us, before we were even born, glory to God, they were out on the trail. Amen. They were out, amen, Jesus, in the trenches. So we thank God always for our leaders, amen, that have, amen, now that become part of the great cloud of witness, amen, that are looking, that are praying, that are interceding for us. And for this, we give the Lord thanks. For this, we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord for our, glory to God, celestial intercessor here. Amen. One of our PNN advisors, prophetess Paula Everett. We thank the Lord for her. Amen. Has she has gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the many, 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 for the many, many, many intercessors now. Amen. I thank God for my mom. I thank God for Bishop Marshall. Amen. Jesus, thank God tonight. Amen. Glory to God for, amen, each and every one, amen, that has now become a part again of that great, great, great cloud of witnesses. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him. We thank him. Amen. Thank him for our PNN advisors. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of them. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for, glory to God, each one, each one, each one. Amen. Every part that they, amen, that the Lord has called their hands to, we thank the Lord for them. Amen, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for our prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus, our multitasking prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that are here. Amen. Helping us. Amen. Glory to God. Hold the controls. Amen. That are standing in the gap. Glory to God. To sanctify the line. Amen. Jesus, our scripture reader. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God for each and every one of them. Amen. Listen, people of God, as you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and text somebody. Text somebody and tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Amen. And be a part, amen, of this PNN on tonight. Amen. We are excited for what the Lord is doing. Truly, God is doing great things. Amen. And we're just so grateful for it. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Every time we, glory to God, think, amen, that we got it. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, the Lord, amen, turns us in another direction. And listen, we have decided, amen, we have decided that wheresoever he leads us, there we will follow. Amen. He's been taking us now, glory to God, it's about going on, this is going on our third year. Amen. And he has great things in store and things that are yet coming, things that are yet unfolding, things that are yet unveiling, amen, before our eyes. Amen. So we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We're just grateful to be a part of God's program. Hey, glory to God. We're just grateful, amen, that he has called us to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. And so we just bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you, we thank God for you. We just want to let you know how much we appreciate you. We appreciate you more than you can ever know. Amen. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. People about the PNN, we thank you for sending the word out when you get your broadcast. Glory to God, at the end of the services or whenever you request, we thank you for sending out those broadcasts. Amen. Because people are listening. People are listening. We say, amen, that these broadcasts are like virtual tracks. Amen. You're just not reading them, but you're listening and you're being blessed. Amen, by that you're here. So we thank God for you. Amen. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. You can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. And guess what, people of God? It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. It doesn't cost you anything. All you need to do is text us and let us know, and we'll send it to you. We'll send you the link directly to your phone, and all you have to do is click and listen and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. While, amen, our listeners are yet coming in. Again, if you would, go ahead and text somebody. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're live on tonight. Amen. We're grateful to have a man of God with us on tonight who's certainly no stranger to us. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for having, amen, Jesus, the Reverend Kenneth Jones, Pastor Kenneth Jones, amen, with us again tonight. We're grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. We are indeed grateful. We're always so blessed. Amen. When the man of God comes to bless us, to give us what the Lord is saying to us in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we, as we always do, we want to, glory to God, sanctify the line, because we don't want anything to stand between us, glory to God, and what God is saying. We don't want any sin, any iniquity. Glory to God, we don't want our ears stopped up, no interfering spirit, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, we want the lines clear, amen. So we always take time to sanctify the lines, amen. Cause us to come in and bring our hearts in and bring our spirit in so that we can hear what the Lord is saying, amen. You know, the devil has all kind of tactics and all kinds of tricks and all kinds of things, glory to God, that he tries to bring to keep us from hearing the word of God, amen. But we want to be focused. We want to be focused, glory to God, on what the Lord is saying, amen. Glory to God. So we always take time to sanctify the line, glory to God. And if you would bring your hearts and your minds in even now, people of God, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Get your pen, your paper. Get ready on tonight. Glory to God. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us get ready to hear what the Lord will say to us on tonight. Again, one more time, go ahead and send that text message out, glory to God, so that the people will hear and that the people will be ready for what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. We're going to ask on tonight, Evangelist Gail Bell, if she would, amen, come forth and sanctify the line for us on tonight, get our hearts ready. Glory to God. And then we're going to ask on tonight, Sister Mary Hollins, if she would come with our scripture on tonight. Glory be to God. In that order, people of God, get ready tonight. The Lord is ready to bless us, and we want to hear what the Lord has for us on tonight. Amen. Evangelist Kale, God bless you.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, you see, you Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, you're my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. Hallelujah tonight, Father. Hallelujah tonight, Father. Father God, we come before you tonight, oh God, worshiping you, oh God, for who you are. Hallelujah, you are our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, you are our joy, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are a Prince of Peace, oh God. God, we thank you for peace, oh God, without any understanding. Lord, we might not understand it, but even in the midst of day, oh God, we thank you for peace. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we're at your feet. We're bowing down right now in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh God, to touch us, touch each and every one of us from the crown of our heads, Lord, to the soles of our feet, oh God. Whatever is in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you clean us out right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, put it on our mind that things that we have done that was not like you, oh God, things that we may have said to someone, oh God, that was not like you. Oh God, help us to repent now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind in the hindering spirit, oh God, we'll keep your word from coming, oh God, that we might not hear, oh God. Open up our deaf ears, oh God, that we may hear, oh God. God, take the blindness off of our eyes, oh God, that we may see ourselves, oh God. It's not about our sister, it's not about our brother. It's me, oh Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Help us to see us tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as your word come, oh God, to correct. Oh God, if your word comes to jubilee, bring us jubilee, hallelujah, that we may praise you, oh God. Whatever way your word comes, oh God, sanctify us all over again. Put us back on the wheel, oh God, that we may be willing vessels, oh God. Oh God, with a heart of flesh to receive your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, go throughout the world, oh God. Every bereaved family, God, we pray for every bereaved family, oh God. We speak peace to every family, God. In the name of Jesus, go in everybody's homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where there's war, where there's torn, oh God, where there's life, oh God, we ask you to fill them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, grant them their wish, oh God, grant them their prayer, oh God, as they cry out to you, oh God. Fill them the more. God, help us to put our buckets out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to put our buckets out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we receive you, that we receive the instructions that you have for each and every one of us, oh God. Even the PNN network, oh God, go through every advice, oh God. Even the founder, God, we ask, oh God, that you bless her in the name of Jesus. Every advisor, Hallelujah. Touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every prayer word, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Line them up, line upon line, precept upon precept, oh God. Whatever they are lacking, God, we ask them to get your poem to them, oh God. If they need direction, oh God, give it to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they need, oh God, you are there, oh God, and ready to give it to us. Oh, God, help us to get a receptive heart to receive your word. God, we thank you right now, even right now in the midst, oh, God, in the midst, oh, God, as we prepare to hear the word from Minister Jones, from Pastor Jones, oh, God. Hallelujah. We ask, oh, God, that you touch him right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head, oh, God, to the soles of his feet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour into him, oh, God, the things that, oh, God, stirring up the mold, that he come, hallelujah, with power and might. Oh, God, that will minister, that will dig up, pluck up in the name of Jesus. Every area, oh, God, that we need to be addressed, oh, God, in our life, oh, God, that you shine the light from heaven, oh, God. Give us a new venue, oh, God. Give us a new idea, God. Give us new methods, oh, God, new things, oh, God, where we stagnant, oh, God, we ask that you stir us up, oh, God. Ground us and root us in your word, oh, God, that we'll spring forth, oh, God, and be productive saints in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if you do that, God, we'll be so, to give your name the praise, oh, God, to give your name the glory, hallelujah, to give you praise, oh, God, to give you praise, oh, God, hallelujah. We love you, oh, God, hallelujah. We love you tonight, God. We love you. We're so thankful, oh, God, for you being our Father. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you thought enough, oh, God, to sanctify us, oh, God, that you thought enough to visit little old us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, oh, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. And, God, we do it all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. The Lord thank you, Jesus Christ, to the evangelist, to the singing and Bible, to the singing and Pamela, and to the listening and Paul. Let's read, it comes from the 12th chapter of Hebrews, 8 verses. And I will be reading from the NIV version. And I'm going to use a topic called Distance and Decision. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses that are full of everything in heaven and the sin that so easily entangles, and everyone with such a great mark in our eyes, so Jesus, upon the perfect self-sense, for the perfect before you will be in the power, stone in the shade, and set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The spirit of him who endures opposition from sin, so that you will not grow weary. And the struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses you on this thing? And do not lose power from the future. And your heart is as discipline. God is treating you as a prison. So, children are not different than that. And you are not different than everyone else. And you are not different. Not two stones and dollars at all. I read to you that you do for Abraham. God has blessed you the greatest thing he has the most opportunity of his whole world.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We realize that the scripture reading was very staticky on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we're going to read that scripture over on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And that scripture reading came from, amen, was coming from Hebrews the 12th chapter. Amen. Hebrews the 12th chapter. Amen, Jesus, because we realize it is so important. Amen, for the word to come forth, amen, before the word, amen, glory to God. So if you would just bear with us, we're going to, amen, read from Hebrews the 12th chapter, And the scripture reads, wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto us as unto children, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirit and live? For they verily for a few days chasteneth us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Amen. Glory to God. And that is, amen, Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We've read for you 12 verses 1 through 11. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we just wanted to read that again, amen, because we could not, amen. It was very, very staticky, very distorted, amen. But we read it into your hearing. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing, amen, to the hearers, amen, the reader and the doers, more specifically, of his word. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. God bless you, Sister Mary. We thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We just bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for you, people of God, as you're continuing to come in. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for texting, amen, a couple of people, letting them know to come on in, letting them know that we are ready. Amen. Glory to God. We are ready, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we, people of God, we want you to get your pen. We want you to get your paper, amen. Go ahead and get your pad or get your phone. Get ready for your notes, amen. Get ready to take your notes on tonight, because truly there is a word from the Lord, amen. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Tell somebody, text somebody, call somebody, amen. Let them know that there is a word from the Lord on tonight, amen. We don't want them to miss it. Amen. We don't want them to miss it. We want them to be blessed. Amen. Have we not been blessed, people of God? And we know that the Lord, he is not going to leave us now. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we are so grateful to have with us again, always, amen, Jesus, the man of God. Amen. Coming to us out of Alabama. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Coming out of Alabama. Glory to God. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. This man of God, amen. As we always say, he's no stranger. Amen. He's no stranger to us here at the PNN. Amen, Jesus. We give regards, amen, to the woman of God, the elect lady. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for allowing the man of God to come and to be with us and to bless the people of God. But tonight, people of God, we are coming to you by way of Living Waters. Amen, Jesus. Living Waters number 2. Amen. Rivers of Living Waters number 2. Amen, Jesus, the man of God, he is the pastor there, amen, among so many other things that he does in the community. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. We want you to receive, amen, glory to God. He's a part of our family, amen, glory to God, Pastor Kenneth Jones. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you again, woman of God.
Yeah.
We're grateful for the PNN family. We're grateful that God has graced us again just to be here, a part of the great work that God is doing. Amen. We are humbled, amen, amen, to have the opportunity to come and share the word of God. Amen. Amen. As always, I'm excited, glory to God, and I'm excited about the word, excited about what God is doing. Amen. And we just be blessing upon the ministry, glory to God, that God is up to something great. Amen. Even the more, amen, glory to God, greatness, amen, shall be expressed even the more, glory to God. So we're grateful, amen. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley and the PNN Network. Thank God for my lovely wife. Amen. We thank God for all of you out there tonight. It is a blessing. It's a blessing from God. Amen. God has great things for us all, and we just need to get a hold, get a grip. Amen. And start moving forward in the things of God. Amen. God has promised us what he said he's going to do, and I promise you, God is a God that cannot lie. Whatever he promised us that he will give us, he will do, he will do just that. Amen. So we're thankful tonight. Amen. We just want to have a word of prayer. We're grateful, Father God, we're coming for you now in the name of Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. We give you praise, oh God, for your great love that you have for your people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the instructions, oh God, that you've given us, oh God, to give unto your people, God. We ask you to help us, oh God, to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We're thankful and grateful, Lord God, that you allowed us, oh God, to be in your presence, realizing that in your presence is the fullness of joy. We are elated and we are grateful that you have blessed us even again to be here, oh God, and to be able to minister your word. We thankful, we are grateful, oh God, and we give you praise for all that you are at work to do in the lives of your people. God, continue to bless this great network, even the more, God, and everyone associated with it, oh God, that you will continue to be glorified. Glorify thyself in the midst of us all. We're thankful, oh God, for all that you have done in our lives, oh God, and all around this world. We thank you for the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are thankful that you love us and that you gave your life for us, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. We are thankful and grateful that you have came down through 42 generations to live and to die, and be raised up on the third day just for us. We are thankful and grateful for what you have done. And we ask you, God, to continue to bless the prayer warriors that stand in the gap all day, all night, oh God, for the ministry, for the work of the kingdom. We're praying for those, oh God, that give and bless the ministry. God, we ask you to increase them even more. Call them always, oh God, to have all that they have need of, oh God, that everything that they need, that you said in your word, that our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of the Lord. And we just thank you that you have given us what we need. And we're thankful for what you're about to do. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that I yield my members unto you, that you shall be glorified in the name of Jesus, the very Christ, the Son of the living God. All praises and glory go to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, glory to God. I just want to share, amen, with you tonight, glory to God, a word God put in my belly, in my spirit. Amen, glory to God, and amen, I'm here to tell you, amen, it did something for me. Amen. Amen. So tonight, I hopefully that God, the word of God, is placed in my belly that will encourage you as well. Amen. In your walk with God. Amen. And if you want to write this down, if you can, if I give you a subject tonight. Amen. The Lord is looking for a return on his investment. The Lord is looking for a return on his investment in you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad tonight, amen, that God have invested greatness in you tonight. Glory to God. I'm glad, excited, amen, that the Lord is looking for, amen, a return on his investments he placed inside of you. Amen. And so I want you to know tonight, amen, that God is looking. We're not talking about just people, amen. We just start talking about people that you look up to or respect, amen. But the Lord knows what he placed inside of you, amen, and he's looking for a return on his investment in your life, amen. What God has bestowed upon you, what God has graced you with, what God has called you to do, what God has purposed for your life to be done for him, amen, he is looking for, amen, a return. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm glad tonight, amen, to hear word that God is looking, amen, for a return on his investments in you. There are things that God said that he had given unto you. He had placed into your hands. He had put into your spirit. He had anointed you and called you for specific things that he wanted you to do. And I'm here tonight to remind you of that, that this is the Lord is looking for. I know people will have things for you to do. I know, amen, my pastors and overseers, amen, apostles and prophets have things, amen, from God for us to do, amen. But there are things that God has given us to do as well, amen, individually as well, to do for him that he has invested in us that he wants a return, amen, on his investments. There's a lot of things that we talk about investment. We're thinking about just money. But the Lord has invested greatly inside of our lives, amen, to cause us, amen, amen, the investments to bring an increase. And God is looking for the increase that he knows that he placed inside of you, amen. Whatever he put in you, he's looking for a great increase, amen, on the investment that he placed inside of you, amen. He called you with a specific calling, amen, whether it be a pastor, whether it be a prophet, evangelist, teacher, apostle, it don't matter what God called you to do. Amen. A lay person, amen. A deacon, a mother, a sister, a brother, it don't matter. What God has invested in you, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. He's looking for a return on his investment, glory to God, amen. You get your Bible, you will. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, glory to God. God is looking for, amen, a return on his investment in you. Amen. You say, Pastor, well, what did God give me? What God invested in me? Amen. Glory to God. What has God called for me to do? Amen. Many of us, amen, struggle with that. Amen. What is God's purpose for my life? Amen. But Paul told the Ephesian church, he prayed that that your eyes will be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling of you. Amen. In other words, he wants you to know what he invested in you. Amen. He told Paul, amen, amen, on the road to Damascus. He told him what he must suffer, amen, on behalf, amen, for Christ's sake, amen. So we need to understand that God has given us, amen, greatness inside of us, and he's looking for a return. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. That will inspire you, motivate you, or challenge you, amen, that what God has deposited in your spirit, man, what he has called you to do, what his purpose for your life to be, amen, glory to God, he's looking for a return on his investment in your life. Glory to God. So let's go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants. I want you to underline the word, who called his own servants. Amen. And delivered unto them his goods. My. And the 15th verse says, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his ability. and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2 also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoning with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Somebody shout increase. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. 22nd verse says, he also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. 24. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thou art a hard man, being where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, underline the word afraid, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou had that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I am not strong. 27, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money into the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which hath been given. So God started ministering in my heart concerning the Lord is looking for a return on his investments. Some of you out there may say, well, Pastor Jones, what do God require? A return on. Well, the Bible declares that the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling for a country, but who called his own servants, he called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. Amen. Most of us out there tonight, amen, don't realize that God called his own servants. I'm talking to you out there in Radio Land tonight. God has called his own servants, but not only called them, amen, he delivered unto them his goods. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight you can't say you ain't got the good. I'm here to tell you, God said that he called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Glory to God. Amen. Some people out there tonight, amen, is saying to themselves, well, I don't seem like I have the good. I don't feel like I have the good. I don't feel like I'm worthy. I don't feel like, amen, I qualify. I don't feel like, amen, I have what I need to get the work done. But I got good news for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. That God said he called his own servant. He called his own servant, number one, and delivered unto them his goods. Glory to God. That means the goods you have came from him. Glory to God. He delivered them under you. That means what God has a purpose for your life, he has given you the goods. Amen. Glory to God to get the work done. Ain't that good news tonight? Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, amen, he calls you his own servant, and he delivered unto them
His good. Glory to God. Before Jesus left, amen, he gave gifts to men. Glory to God. He gave it, empowered them, amen, to go and do the work of the kingdom. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible declared that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Oh, glory to God. You have been, God have invested much in your life. God placed much in your able. And God is looking for a return on his investment in you. Glory to God. What God has anointed for you to do, a call for you to do, and deliver the goods unto you, God is looking for a return on his investment. Glory to God. Somebody else shall return. God want a return on his investment in me. Glory to what God called you to do, brother. What God called you to do, sister. What God called you to do, man of God. What God called you to do, woman of God. I'm here to tell you, God is looking for a return on his investment. He paid his salary. You, glory to God. The reason why God saved you, the reason why God brought you out of darkness into the modest light, God had a purpose and a plan for your life. Glory to God. And I got good news to share with you tonight. The Lord is looking for a return on his investment. He paid his salary. You, glory to God. The Bible declares he called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. I'm here to tell you what God has placed inside of you, it belongs to him. My God, my God. The anointing you walk in, it belongs to God. My. The gifts of God, they belong to God. He gave them to you, glory to God, so you can give them back to him. Glory to God. He gave them to you, glory to God, that you can expand and go, glory to God, and use it for the glory of God. God has given you his goods. Glory to God. Glory to God. Good news tonight. God has delivered unto you the goods you need. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible declares that Philip went down to Samaria. Oh, my God. And he preached Christ to that city. Oh, my God. Oh, God. He went and preached Jesus into that city. Glory to God. He preached, go home. Glory to God. Why? Because God had delivered unto him his goods. Glory to God. He went to preach to that city. Oh, my God. He preached Jesus. Oh, my God. Amen. The Bible declares miracles and signs and wonders was brought in that city. Glory to God. He had God's goods in him. Is that right? He had what God needed him, had placed inside of him. What God had invested in him, glory to God, God was looking for a return. Somebody shout, a return, a return. A return on his investment he placed inside of Philip. Oh, glory to God. But the good news is he went and preached Christ in that city, and great miracles were wrought in that city. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible declares, amen, as Philip went forth to preach the gospel in that city, the Bible says there was great joy in that city. Glory to God. Why? Oh, my God. People gave their life to Christ. People got saved. Oh, people got healed and delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the good news is God has called his own servant and delivered. He delivered, oh, my God, his goods in the field. And Philip went down to Samaria. Oh, God. He went down to Samaria with the goods. Come on, somebody say, I got the goods. 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 He gave me the goods before I went to Samaria. Glory to God. Everything I needed, glory to God. I got the goods. I got the goods. I don't care what down there. I don't care what spirit down there. I don't care what spirit controlling the city. I got the goods. Somebody shout, I got the goods. I got the goods. I got the goods. I got the goods from God. I got the tools I need in toolbox. I got everything I need. Oh, glory to God, to get the work done that God has called me to do. Hallelujah. He went to that city and preached Christ to that city, and a great joy came in that city. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't matter what hat the city. Oh, my God, how bound. It didn't matter about what spirit there was that was in that city. Glory to God. Oh, Philip realized, I got the goods. I got the goods. I got the goods. I got what I need to get the work done that God has called me to do. I've been anointed. Hallelujah. To set the captives free. I've been anointed. Hallelujah. To be living to those who are captives. I've been given power. I've been given anointing to go and do the work that God has called me to do. I got good news to share with you tonight. The Lord is looking for a return on his investment in you. He has invested great things in you. Glory to God. He has invested great things in you. Oh, glory to God. To get the work done, everything you need. I hear God say, it's in the house. It's in the house. Oh, glory to God. God has placed it on your life. God has placed it in your life. Glory to God. He gave you and delivered unto them his good. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and to one he gave. 5. Tell him, I'm here to tell you, God know how to issue out what you need. Hallelujah. He already knows what you're going to deal with. He already knows what you're going to go through. He already knows the thing you're going to deal with in your life. He already knows. He already knows, amen, before time. Before he sent you, he already knew what you're going to deal with. He already knows what you need to get the work done. Glory to God. Somebody shout, I'm equipped. I got the goods. I got God's goods living inside of me right now. I got the goods. I've been given the goods from God. He delivered me his goods. Glory to God. And the Bible, he gave 1 5, tell us, another 2 and another 1 to every man. Watch this now. According to his server ability. Let me tell you. God gave you just what you needed. God gave you the ability. He ain't, watch this now, he not only gave you the good, but he gave you ability. I'm here to tell you, you got the ability. There are people out there right now struggling. I don't believe I got the ability. I don't believe I got what it takes. Hallelujah, but glory to God. You ain't the first person to thought that way. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But the Bible declares that a man of God came to the Lord. And said, Lord, I'm just a child. And what would the Bible say? Hallelujah. The Lord rebuked you and said, don't say you're a child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, say, sometimes, amen, you don't realize what God invested inside of you. You don't realize what God deposited inside of you. You don't realize that God planted, oh, glory to God, everything you need, woman of God, man of God, son of God. He invested in you, glory to God, and he want to return on his investment. I'm glad tonight to know. Hallelujah. The word he told you to give, go ahead and give it. Hallelujah. The ministry he gave you, go ahead and walk there. The gift of healing he put in your life, go ahead and use it. The gift of prophecy, go ahead and use it for God's glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, God gave you the good. Hallelujah. And now the Bible says he gave every man according to his several ability. I'm going to tell you, you got the ability. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that you know that you not only have the good, but you got the ability to. Glory to God. God didn't put no more than you can bear. He gave you just what you need to get the work done. Somebody said, yeah, do the work. We got to get the work done that God had ordained. Oh, God, to get that work done. Glory to God. It don't matter what demon, it don't matter what spirit that war against you. Glory to God. You got the good, and you got the ability. Philip didn't worry about what spirit was down that controlled the city. He just went there. Now, why? Because he knew he had the goods, and he knew he had the ability. He realized, Emmanuel, God is with us. He realized he was alone, but God was with him. I've got good news for you tonight. Glory to God. God is with you. Glory to God. And what the good God placed inside of you, and the ability he has given you, to carry out the work. Go and do the work. Glory to God. Go and do the work that God's called you to do. God has given you the good and the ability to get the work done. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight God issued out, glory to God, according to your several ability. He know your ability. He know what you're able to do. He know what he gifted you with. He know what he called you to do. Just go ahead and do it. Glory to God. Why? Because the Bible declared, and God reminded me, said, the Lord is looking for a return on his investment he placed inside of you. And I got good news to share with you tonight. God has invested greatness in you. Hallelujah. I don't care how you look at yourself. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that God declared and called Gideon a mighty man of valor. And guess what Gideon said? I'm the least in my household. We in captivity ourselves. And you will call me a mighty man of valor? Come on, saints. What God called you, that's exactly what you are. Don't you realize God has to convince us about what he calls to do? I'm here to tell you what God told you and what God said about you. It is the truth. Glory to God. And he became a mighty man of valor. I got good news to share with you tonight. God said he's looking for, amen, a return on his investment in you. What God has deposited in your belly, what God has deposited in your spirit, the vision he has given you, go forth and get that work done. Go forth and do it. God has given you his good. I'm going to tell you, they ain't your good, they're his. He gave you his good, and he gave you his ability to get the work done. Come on, saints. You ain't by yourself. You ain't alone. Emmanuel is with you. God is with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for us to understand that God knows what he gave you. Hallelujah. God know how many gifts he gave you. God know how many talents he gave you. God know what he gave you to give back unto him. Glory to God. God is looking for increase. Somebody shout, increase, increase, increase. He's looking for more than what he placed inside of you. He knows the seed he planted in your belly. The seed planted in your spirit. He knows there's more than what you know. Hallelujah. 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 He may have planted a seed, but he's looking for a whole tree. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, he may plant 1 grain of corn, but he's looking for a whole stalk. My, 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 my. Do you realize tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, he put 1 seed down there. Oh, glory to God. Now he got a whole bush of peas. I'm here to tell you what God placed in your belly, what God placed in your spirit, what God gave you in your dream, in your vision, and told you, instructed you what to do. God, I gave you my goods, and I gave you my ability. Now it's time for you to return. It's time for you to return, oh God, to return, oh God, the investment, return back to God that which you invested inside of you, and increase, glory to God. Somebody shout increase, somebody shout increase. God is looking for more than what he placed in you. Why? Because what he placed in you, there's great potential. If you're working, it'll work for you. Hallelujah. If you obey him, he'll bring it to pay. It's time for us to realize that God gave a good. He delivered. He went, but he delivered. My, my, my. He didn't leave without delivering to you his good. I'm going to tell you, you got what you need. Just go forth and fulfill the purpose of God, the will of God for your life. You got the good, and you got the ability. What your excuse now? No excuses, glory to God. We got to go forth and fulfill the purpose of God in the earth. It's time to take back all the devil has stolen from us. It's time to realize that God has delivered unto you his goods. Hallelujah. I know you say you're insufficient, but God done gave you his goods and gave you his abilities. And there's no excuses why we can't fulfill the very purpose of God. It's time for us to realize he know how much he gave you. I'm here to tell you, you can't split God. You can't short-tick God. God know exactly what he gave you. He's looking for a return on the investment he placed in you. Somebody shout, it's time to show forth the glory. It's time to manifest the glory of God. The Bible declares we got to work while it's day. Because when night cometh, no man can work. It's time for us to realize what God, before he left, he delivered unto them, talking about his own servant, the goods. And the Bible says he gave talents, amen, according, oh my God, to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. He said, I gave what he needed to do. I ain't got to do that. I went, now it's time to go. I delivered my goods. I've given them the ability. Now I'm going to go. Glory to God. Now, Saint Jesus Christ himself has given us the goods and the ability. It's time for us to go and bring forth the glory of God in this earth. It's time to go back and take up our city. Take up our community. Take up take the story. Take the on your job. Take back what the enemy stole from you. It's time you have been given the goods and you were given the ability. And the Bible says, straightway he took a journey. Then that he, Bible says, and then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Somebody shout, increase. Increase, increase. Glory to God. Increase. Come on, sir. God invested and he wants a return. I know many of your stock market people. I know you invested a lot of things. Glory to God. But God invested much in you. Hallelujah. You are saved, ain't you? You are sanctified. Holy Ghost, be a five back. God have invested greatness in you. Glory to God. He's looking for a return on his investment. He's looking for increase. Because God knows the potential of what he placed inside of you. He know what he gave you. He know how much he gave you. He know how much he invested in your life. Oh, glory to God. And now it's time for us to go and do the work. Somebody shout, go do the work. Go do the work. We got to go and do the work of the kingdom of God. God has given us the good, and he has given us, amen, the ability. And the Bible declared, amen, and the one that went 5 talents, the Bible says, he went and traded with the same and made them other five. Increase, increase, increase. He didn't just bring back what he had, was given to him. He increased that, what he was given to him. Glory to God. He given back God a return on the investment that he had placed. Oh, my God, inside of this man. Glory to God. The Bible declares, watch this now, and the same, he made them other five tellers, 70 birds, and likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what God gave you. Just give him back what he gave you. Give him back. Amen. And bring increase. Oh, glory to God on that what God has placed in your life. I'm going to tell you, if he gave you two, tell you bring two. That's increase. That's an increase. Oh, my God. It's time. God know the level of what he placed in your life. He know how he anointed you. He know how he called you. He know what he purposed for you. All God has required of you is increase that which he has given you. God is looking for a return on his embedment in you. Glory to God. And the Bible says he gained other two. But he that received one went and digged in the earth. Amen. And hid his Lord's money. Ain't that a bad thing, saints? God gave it. Don't realize who it belonged to. You don't have no right to hide. You ain't got no right to dig. You ain't got no right to do something with God. Amen. God has given you, invested in you. Amen. Do what you want to do with it. Glory to God. God gave it to you, and he's looking for a return. He's looking for an increase. He's looking for more and more and more. I mean, tell you the good news. Hallelujah. The bid he gave you, glory to God, is bigger than you. Hallelujah. The call he called you to is bigger than you. The anointing he placed on your life is bigger than you. God has called you to bring increase in the earth, increase in the kingdom of God. He want to return on his ability to you. And the Bible says, amen, he went and dig in the earth and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants coming and reckoning with him. Saint, it's going to be a reckoning day. Hallelujah. It's going to be a time where we got to reckon. It's a time we got to give an account. It'll come a time where we got to come up. Amen. Amen. Stand before Jesus and give an account of that which we have given. He has given us much, and he requires much. Oh, glory to God. It's time for us to realize, hallelujah, glory to God, that the Lord told me to tell you tonight, he's looking for, oh, my God, a return, a return on the investment he placed in your spirit, in your belly, in your life. Oh, glory to God. He's looking for it. But here go someone that have got what the Lord gave and a dig. Oh, my God. Ain't that sad? He done dig. He done dig in the earth and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh reckoning with them. And so he that had received five tellers came. He came happy. And brought other five tellers. He came, amen, when reckoning time was, he came and brought other five tellers, saying, Lord, he's saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me five tellers. Behold, I have gained beside them five tellers more. Lord, he was excited about coming, amen, and showing, amen, that showing the king of glory, showing the Lord, I brought increase. The investment you placed in me, I done brought increase with it. I done brought more out of what you gave me. He was excited about it, amen, and about the gains besides them. Five more talents, the Bible said, 25 verse, his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You know why? God told me enter into the joy of the Lord because he had brought increase. The Lord is looking for a return on investment in you. God know the potential when he placed this out of you. He know what he called you to do. He know what he anointed you to do. He know the work he got for you to do. Amen. He's looking for increase. He know what he placed in you. Supposed to bring increase. He know that what he placed in your belly, what he called you to do, to bring increase to the kingdom of God. It should bring life. You be saved. People should be delivered. And what God placed inside of you should be to bring increase in the kingdom of God. God is talking to you tonight. Amen. Wherever you may be, around this country, around this world, God is speaking to you right now. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, he's looking for a return on his investment he placed in in your life. He ain't saved for nothing. He just saved you because he needed a Savior. He saved you because he knew he had invested great things in your life. Glory to God. You got a testimony. Hallelujah. How God brought you out. How God healed you. How God set you free. How brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. You got a word from God. Hallelujah. You got a testimony. Glory to God. What the Lord has done in your life. It's time to go up and bring increase. It's time to go up and minister the word of God, the word of faith in the lives of people. It's time to go to work. Somebody said, go to work. Go to work. Go to work. Go to work. God has given you his goods and his ability. Now it's time for us to go and do the work. Glory to God. But come on, saints. We can't be like this one man had one talent. He digged. Amen. Oh, God, in the ground. And watch it now. He had the nerve. Somebody said, had the nerve. You dealing with somebody else's investment now. You dealing with somebody else's stuff now. You dealing with somebody else's anointing, calling. You're dealing with not yours, but God's on your life. You can't do what you want to do when you in the kingdom of God. You got to do what he told you to do. And God has placed great emphasis, investments in your belly. The Bible declares, amen, glory to God, in 2 Corinthians, amen, 4. Amen. And 7, it talks about, amen, about these treasures in these earthen vessels. God got great treasure he placed in this earthen vessel. God deposited a greatness in you. Oh, glory to God. Some of you have been gifted and anointed and called for the purpose of God, the will of God to be done, to reach millions, to reach thousands of lives for the kingdom of God. Come on, saints, wake up out of sleep. The Bible says, woe to those that are easy in Zion. It's time to rise and shine, for the light has come. It's time for us to stir up the gifts. Oh, my God, that he told, that Paul told, that Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Stir up the treasures. Stir up the anointing, the call of God on your life. Don't worry about what's going on in somebody. Do what God told you to do. Don't worry about what somebody else is not doing. Do what God told you to do. Don't worry about how slack they are. You be busy about the Lord's doings. It's time for us to understand the word of God tonight clearly. And the Bible talks about very clearly what happened to this man. Hallelujah. He did what he wanted with God, oh my God, in Bethlehem. He wanted to dig a hole. He wanted to dig in an earth, amen, and hid it. But the Bible declares, amen, the Lord served, called it, and wrecked with them, and everybody coming in to bring an account. And watch this, 3 verse 8, and the Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also had received 2 talents, and the Bible said, the same thing happened. That devil, the Bible said, and the Lord had delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. Somehow shout increase. God is looking for a return on the investment he placed inside. He know your potential. He know what he placed inside of you. He know it can bring increase. He know how he anointed you and called you and purposed you. Come on, saints. It's time to rise and shine. It's time to get busy about the work of the kingdom of God. It's time for us to recognize that God has given you his goods and God has given you his abilities. It's time to walk there, live there, speak there. It's time to make decisions concerning your life, concerning the investment God placed inside of your belly. You may say, Pastor, but what is those good God placed inside of me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has empowered much in you. Glory to God. The Bible declares very clear to us. Hallelujah. That God said, he has given you the goods. I mean, he has given you what you need to get the work done. Oh, glory to God that God has given you. God gave, oh, my God, Joseph, hallelujah, a dream. Glory to God. He gave a dream, glory to God. And everything that happened in his life, glory to God, God brought that dream to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad tonight that God knows what he gave you. Glory to God. He done showed you them things. Hallelujah. He done showed you reaching people. He done showed you ministering people. He done showed you reaching out to people. He done showed you. He revealed to you the being he'll give. given you to do. Hallelujah. But it's time to go to work. It's time to do the work of the kingdom. It's time to do the work he called you to do. It's time to realize we can't dig it in the ground. We cannot do what we want and hide it. We got to get it, put it to work. We got to put it to work for the kingdom of God. God want me to let you know before I close tonight, the Lord is looking for an investment, a return on his investment in you. And I'm telling you tonight, glory to God, as the Bible lets us know, oh God, that he told this man, he told his servant, hallelujah. Then he, which had received one talent, came and said, Lord. Do you hear what I said? And he said, Lord. He wasn't excited. He wasn't happy. He understood that what he had did was not going to please God. Is there anybody out there tonight that hid? That hid that from what God had possessed in you? You hiding it. You done dug a hole and put it in the ground. You don't want nobody to know your call. You don't want nobody to know you're anointed. You don't want nobody to know that you're called by God. It's time. It's time to reveal and bring increase. But what the Bible says very clearly, he was not happy. He came. The Bible says he came. And he said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou had not sown, and gathering where thou had strong. And I was afraid. Key word, I was afraid. Is there people out there tonight? You're afraid. You're afraid to walk in what you know God called you to do. You're afraid to use the gifting that God has placed in you. You're afraid what other people are going to think about you. But I've got good news for you. God has instructed me to tell you he is looking for a return on an investment in you. Whether it be five talents or one talent, two talents, or whatever he's given you, he's looking for an increase. He looks for more than what he placed in you. He knows the potential. He knows what he placed inside of you. He knows what he'll do if you'll just go forth and do it. If you'll just go, Moses. If you'll go, I know you're saying they ain't going to receive you. I know you're saying they don't want to hear you. I know you're saying, well, who? I'm going to tell them to send me. And the Lord says, tell them I am that I am have sent you. It don't matter what they think about you. It don't matter whether you are an eloquent speaker or not. It don't matter what people think. It don't matter what Pharaoh, how Pharaoh look at you. Just declare what I told you to tell him. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I'm going to tell you, it's good news for you tonight, saints, that God is telling you tonight, amen, he's looking for increase. God wants them people out of Israel. God wants them people out of Egypt. He wants them free. He wants them to see. He wants them to heal. He wants them to deliver. But guess what, saints? Somebody got to stand up. Somebody got to obey God. Somebody got to do what God told us to do. It's time for us to do it today. And I got good news to share with you tonight. The Lord is looking for a return on his investments in you. Don't dig it. Get it out the ground. You got to hear tonight. It's time to go out back and get it back. If you're hidden somewhere, it's time to go back and get it. If you dug a hole, it's time to go back and dig it out again. Why? Because God is telling me to instruct you tonight, wherever you are in this world today, to wherever you are, listening by radio, by TV, by Facebook, God is instructing me to tell you the Lord is looking for a return on what he invested in your life. Glory to God. And he did it for a reason. He saved you. He healed you. He restored you. He brought you out dark in the martyr's light. Now it's time for you to repay. It's time for you to share. It's time for you to tell the truth about what God has done in your life. The Bible declares we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If God done something for you tonight, it's time for you to proclaim it. It's time for you to testify about it. It's time for you to tell the good news of what Jesus has done in your life. Somebody needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Somebody to hear what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. It's time. He gave you the good, and he gave you the ability. Somebody shout, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses. There's no excuse why we can't bring forth increase on that which God has invested in your life. I got good news to share with you, and I'm closing. God wanted me to remind you out there tonight that the Lord said, I'm looking. Y'all remember the story about the fig tree? Jesus saw the fig tree. Hallelujah. I'm talking about leaves, full of leaves. He was hungry, and he was looking to a tree, and all it was leaves. He went expecting to receive. My. And the bad news is he got there, nothing but leaves. things. We can't have just nothing but leaves. It ain't going to be good enough to be having nothing but leaves. It's time to have some fruit. It's time to have some fruit. Hallelujah. God knows that you ought to be bearing fruit by nine. It's time to come out the closet. It's time to come out the background. It's time to come from the backside of the wilderness and come off and declare and decree the work of the Lord. It's time for you to come and do the work of the kingdom. God has commissioned me tonight to tell you, the Lord, I'm not me, not just your pastor, not just the deacon, brother, the mother of the church, but the Lord, glory to God, is looking for, amen, a return on the investment he placed inside of you. And I got to tell you tonight, it's time for you to understand that God knows what he gave you. God know what he put in you. And God know what he require of you. And nobody else may not know what he require of you, but you're going to know what God require of you. There's things he's been talking to you about. There's dreams he's been giving you. There's word he's been ministering to you. He's been showing you vision, been showing you things. Hallelujah. It's time to get to work. It's time to get to work and do those things that the Lord has commissioned for us to do. Amen. If there's anyone tonight that don't know Jesus Christ, that's not saved, not born again, and you need to be saved, it's time. It's a good time to give your life to Christ. It's a good time to be born again. It's time for you, amen, to come out the back corner. Come out the choir member. Come on out at the deacon board. Come on. You know God got more even for you than that. I'm not just mentioning the deacon board, the choir member. Amen. Glory to God. But guess what? You know what God instructed for you to do. Quit hiding behind the drum. Quit hiding behind the choir. Quit hiding behind the motherboard. Come on. It's time to come forth and do the work of the kingdom. God told me to let you know tonight. He's looking for a return on his investment in you. Instructions is to give you. He's looking, just like he looked on that tree, that fig tree, for fruit. He's looking in your life and to find increase. The potential is there, but what are you going to do with it? God has given you clear instructions. Clear instructions. The Holy Ghost spoke and said, separate Paul and Barnabas for the work in which I've called them to. Do you know the work? You may be around somebody you need to be separated from, but God says it's time so you can do the work. It's good to work together with some people, but guess what? It come a time when the Holy Ghost spoke and said, listen, it's time to separate Paul and Barnabas for the work in which I've called for them to do. Is that you out there tonight? If you're not saved, it's time to be saved. If you're not born again, it's time to be born again or born from above. It's your time. It's time to give your life to Christ. It's time for you to answer the call. It's time for you to understand what God invested in your life. He's looking for a return. It's time to get to work. The work that God gave you to do, it's time for you to do it. So there's anyone tonight that need to be saved, that need to understand that God invested in you greatness, and he's looking for greatness even better out of your life. It's time to get it done. So if you're not saved tonight, hit star 6. We will pray with you. We will minister to you, encourage you. Amen. To come on to the Lord's side and give your life to Christ, and let the Lord reveal to you his plan for your life. He got great things in store. He saved you for a reason. At that car wreck, he saved you for a reason. He healed you from cancer. There's a purpose for that. There's a reason why God did that. Amen. So it's time for you. What God invested in you, he's looking for a return. So if you're not saved, you want to be saved, star 6, we'll be glad to pray with you and lead you in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't know him today, it's time for you to get to know him. Your Lord and Savior is waiting on you to give you what it is that he wants for you to do, the work he called for you to do for him. And when you find out what the work is, it's time to get it done. Paul did that very thing. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. He understood the work he had to do. He understood what God invested in him. So even though he's in prison, shackled down, soldiers on the front, soldiers on the back,
He still did the work. He continually write letters to the churches, encouraging them to do the work of the kingdom. If there be anyone tonight that need to be saved, that want to be saved, that need a relationship with Jesus Christ, it's Star 6. We'll be glad to pray with you. We're glad to be able to be to minister to you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ in your life this night. If there be anyone tonight, Star 6, glory to God. Glory to God. If there be anyone tonight, Star 6, we'll be glad to lead you to prayer, repentance, prayer, salvation. We need you now. If you don't know what you got to do for God, God will show you. He'll reveal it to you, but it's time for you to turn your life over to Jesus Christ. Let there be anyone tonight. Star 6, we'll be glad to pray with you. Let there be anyone tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is looking for a return on his investments in your life. He's looking for increase. He knows what he put in you can bring increase. It should bring increase. It should bring fruit. So if there's anyone tonight, we're glad to pray with you. Star 6. If there's not, we'll turn it back over to Evangelist Brett.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God. Praise the Lord on tonight. What a word of self-examination on tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, even as the word was going forth, amen, how could we not look within? How could we not look to see, glory to God, what the Lord is requiring of us? How could we not look to see, amen, where we've laid down certain talents or where we've buried certain talents on tonight? Glory be to God. But I tell you tonight, this word has come to shine a light upon us. Amen. Glory to God. Shine a light upon us to just let us know that, glory to God, all that God has invested in us is not ours. Amen. It's his. Glory to God. And as the word of God has declared, he is looking for an investment. Amen. Then we bless God on tonight for this word, man of God, this word. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, this word has really built us up. This word has come, glory to God, to illuminate us, to illuminate, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because you hit every area. You hit every area, glory be to God, that we could possibly, amen, think that we have possession of. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, God has pried our hands tonight. Glory to God, he has pried our hands tonight to let us know, glory to God, that he has invested is for him and not for us. To God. And I just tell you, I thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. This is a very serious word. It's a serious word at a serious time. Glory to God. Amen. We already know the condition of the world. We already know, amen, we can look around us and see, amen, look within, look in our families, glory to God, look in our communities, look in the world, glory to God, and see that the Lord has need of us. Amen. The Lord has need, glory to God, of that thing, that anointing, that idea, that vision that he has placed within us. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you tonight, amen, I was sitting there and I was writing and I was looking and the Lord was speaking, and glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, this word causes us to, amen, realign. This word causes us to really realign and think about what we're thinking about. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Not to sit idle. Not to sit idle. Not to let God's gift and his talent just go to waste. Glory to God. But to really, as you said, man of God, to bear fruit. Not just leaves, but fruit. Meat for the master's use. Glory be to God. So I just bless God on tonight. Amen. I bless him on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I thank God tonight. Amen. Because just when you think you've given all to God, when the word of God comes like this, we really come to understand that there's more. There's more that he's requiring. Hey, glory to God. There is more that he's requiring of us. Amen. Because as you said, glory to God, he already knows what he's placed within us. He's looking for that return. He already knows, glory to God. Amen. The seed that he has put within us, glory to God, and he's looking for a harvest on tonight, glory to God. So we bless God on tonight, amen, for this word, man of God. I know that you've already made the altar call, amen, unto salvation, glory to God, amen, Jesus. But even so, tonight, amen, after looking, amen, into this perfect law of liberty, after looking into the word, amen, we know, glory to God, that we got to make a step of commitment, a step of dedication, a step to yield, glory to God, to yield unto him, glory to God. Just make a decision to yield unto the Lord, glory to God. So, man of God, tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, if you will, amen, after such a word, glory to God, amen, if you will receive tonight, amen, glory to God, anyone who is ready, amen, just ready, amen, as you said, amen, they were afraid. Maybe someone is ready to get beyond that fear factor. Maybe they need to make a step, glory to God, just make that commitment, glory to God, amen, to dispel the fear, to open up the way, glory to God, to say yes to the Lord, glory to God. So if you will tonight, man of God, I would that you would, amen, open the altar for any tonight that want to publicly come and make that confession tonight. Make that confession tonight. Get beyond that fear. Amen. You talked about that fear a couple of times. Glory to God. And we know fear will immobilize you. Amen. Fear will have you standing still. Glory to God. But if you would, again, on tonight, man of God, if you would open the altar tonight for anyone who would like to make that step, glory to God. And amen. If no one comes forward, amen, if you would just pray the prayer, amen, of faith on tonight for any that will. Amen. I want to release the line back to you at this time, man of God.
Glory to God. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Amen. Glory to God. There's a time in our lives that we have to make decisions. There's a time in our life where we have to get beyond the fear, the torment, the worry about what's going to happen if I make this step. The good news is that Jesus Christ himself understood where you were. He understood, amen, that there are times in people's lives that they struggle with. They struggle with decision. But it's the best decision you could ever make is to give your life to Christ and to come over. Let the Lord deliver you. You ain't the first person that has struggled with it. But God said he's not giving you the spirit of fear, but love, power, sound mind. So there's anyone tonight that need to come on over, this is the time, the season. There's a call that has been sent to him. There's a call been sent out for you. There's a call out for you.
The door is open. Come and receive of the Lord. You may say, well, I'm not worthy. I've got this going on. Come and let the Lord heal you and restore you and deliver you and set you free. He'll do it right now. If you will make the decision to step out in faith, to step out from behind the wall and come forth in faith tonight, God will move upon your heart. And Father, we come against every spirit of fear and timidity and self-worth, every spirit, oh God, that will hinder them from coming. Father, you're sending forth your call for them now to come. For them to come. You have opened the door for them to come. Come, daughter. Come, son. If you come, the Lord said he's able to keep that which is committed unto him. If you come right now, the door is open for you. Give your life to Christ tonight. He'll fix that thing going on in your home. He'll fix you in that family. He'll fix you in that relationship if you'll come and make the step tonight. If you'll come and give your heart over to God tonight, he'll make it all right for you. If you'll come tonight, this is the hour to aim high. Come to the waters and drink. You didn't have no, come. You're thirsty. Come and drink of the living water. The water of life that's able to change, heal, and restore that which God desires of your life. Would that be anyone tonight? Would you come? Star 6, would you come? God, I've got a great work for you to do. Would you come tonight? Would you step over on the Lord's side? Would you hit star 6 and come? And we will be glad to pray with you, the prayer of faith over you. We'll be glad to encourage you. God got a plan for your life. God has a purpose. And why he created you. Would you come tonight? Would you come? Would you turn? Come on over on the Lord's side tonight. Make the step of faith. And hello. God will meet you. Yes. There?
I'm Ursula.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We can hear you, caller. Go ahead. I'm coming to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you repeat after me? So, Father God.
Father God,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
I heard your call.
I heard your call.
And tonight,
and tonight,
I accept your call.
I accept your call.
Of salvation tonight.
Of salvation tonight.
I ask you right now, Lord Jesus.
I ask you right now, Lord Jesus.
To forgive me of all of my sins.
Forgive me of all of my sins.
I ask you to come into my heart right now.
I ask you to come into my heart right now.
And be my Lord and be my Savior.
And be my Lord and be my Savior.
I ask you right now.
Right now.
To cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
To cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness.
And I ask you right now.
I can't hear you.
I ask you right now.
I ask you right now?
To save my soul.
To save my soul.
Heal my body.
Heal my body.
I ask you right now?
I ask you right now.
To be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Is my night.
Is my night.
I am saved.
I am saved.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
Saving me.
And thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Lord.
For calling for me.
For calling for me.
Thank you for doing it for me now.
Thank you for doing it for me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I want you to hear me real clearly.
Okay.
The Lord wants you filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a gift from God.
Okay.
He wants you to have the gift of the Ghost. It's a gift from God. The Holy Ghost is a gift from God.
Okay.
He wants you to receive it. So repeat it, Mr. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You said if I would ask.
If I ask.
It shall be given.
It shall be given.
If I will seek you.
If I seek you.
I will find you.
I will find you.
If I knock.
If I knock. Knock.
The door will be open. If I knock, the door will be open unto me.
If I knock, the door will be open unto me.
Father, right now.
Father, right now.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
To fill me now.
Fill me now.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
I receive.
I receive.
By faith right now. And I believe.
And I believe.
Right now.
Right now.
That I'm filled.
That I'm filled.
With the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Father, thank you now.
Thank you now.
For filling me.
For filling me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Now, come on, give God a praise. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, give God a praise for saving you right now. Give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, give God a praise. Thank you for saving you. Thank you for fulfilling you. The Bible declares out of your sinning shall flow rivers of living water. Come on, bless him.
Thank you.
Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Come and exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell him, thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. We exalt you, God, what you have done. We bless your holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Come out of your spirit, man. Bless him. Open your mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth and say, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you coming unto you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your great love. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, my God, for you being God by yourself. You are the one that brought her. You are the one that called her out of darkness. Into your mouth,
be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Glory to God. Let's give God a praise in the house. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just want to open the lines. Glory to God and give God praise because we know heaven is rejoicing on tonight. Glory to God. We want to open the line and we want to give God a praise. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. Will you just open up your mouth on tonight and give God praise? Hallelujah. And I tell you, we don't want to leave anybody out on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to leave anybody out on tonight. Glory to God. But we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the soul on tonight. Glory to God. For the soul, the soul, the soul on tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God, amen. You want to surrender? Glory to God unto him. Glory to God, or as the man of God said, you want to go beyond, you want to break beyond that fear factor. Amen, Jesus, and do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. This is what the word comes for. Glory to God. It liberates us. Glory to God. It liberates us. Glory to God. That's what the word of God does. Amen, and we thank him for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. We do want to get the name, amen, of the soul on tonight, amen. The young lady that gave her life to the Lord on tonight, amen. We want to get your name. Glory be to God, amen. All the lines are muted, amen. You can press start. Well, let's take you off of mute, amen. Glory to God, amen. Let's get your name. What's your name, sister? Praise the Lord. Press star 6 again. There you are.
It's Ursula.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Ursula. God bless you tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We will make contact with you. Amen. After the broadcast, amen, a member from our outreach team will certainly be reaching out to you. But we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. Amen. For what the work, the great work that the Lord has begun in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, man of God, we just want to give God thanks and praise for you on tonight. We thank God. We thank the Lord for this word on tonight, this liberating word, this word that has come to set us free, this word that is, amen, shine light in our heart, amen, in our mind. Glory be to God that we can draw nigh unto him. Amen. We have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to yield. Amen. Yield, glory to God, and let the will of the Lord be done in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to pray on tonight, man of God. We want to pray a special blessing. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Blessing God for you on tonight. Amen. And then we're going to turn the line back over to you for final remarks and for the blessing of the line, the dismissal of the line. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, Lord God, for putting us in remembrance that you are looking for a return on your investment in us. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for all that you said, for all that you've done in this hour. Father, we're thanking you tonight for causing us to know that there's greatness in us. We thank you tonight, glory be to God, that cause us to, oh God, cause us to refocus, cause us, oh God, to refocus, to reset our vision, oh God, that cause us to know, glory to God, that we're truly not our own, but we're bought with the price, glory to God, and that price has been paid by you. Glory to God, that you are looking for a return. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight for touching our hearts. Tonight, oh God, for illuminating our minds on tonight. Father, we're asking you even now that you would bless the man of God tonight. Bless the sower on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Bless your servant tonight, Father, as only you can. We're asking that you would bless him and strengthen him now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would restore unto him the virtue that he's given out, oh God, in thy precious name. Father, anoint him the more in thy precious name. Father, anoint him from on high. Anoint him, glory to God, double anointing unto him, we pray, in thy precious name, glory to God. We're asking you tonight to bless this ministry. Bless, oh God, the people, the glory to God, the church. Bless on tonight, glory to God, all that you've committed his hands unto. Father, we're asking, oh God, a special blessing unto him, we pray, in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you would do what you will, oh God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, our Messiah. Father, we're asking you tonight to bless, oh God, in thy precious name, cause him, oh God, to reap where he's not sown, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for shining your light upon him. Thank you for shining, oh God, your face to shine upon him, we pray tonight, in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to bless his going out, to bless his coming in, from this time forth, Father, even forevermore.
the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. We thank and we praise you, God, for all that you have done. We thank and we praise you, O Heavenly Father, for what you are doing at this present time. We thank and we praise you, God, for your word. We thank and we praise you for your man service. Father God, we ask you to continue to have your way. Bless you now, your people, God. Have your way in our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to return on your investment in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, Almighty God, thank you for salvation. Thank you for filling with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Oh, God, thank you for saving to the utmost. We thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Bless now, Lord, wherever his feet tread, the man of God's feet tread, whatever his hand touches, Father, in the name of Jesus. All those that are connected to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask you to continue to have your way. Continue to bless God. Continue to bless this ministry, this outreach, God, in the name of Jesus. Global God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the hearers tonight, but most of all, bless the doer. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise, we give you honor in your son Jesus' name. We said thank you now, Father. We said thank you now, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank and we praise God for you all tonight. We thank and we praise God for your coming. We thank and we praise God for the fellowship tonight. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight. We thank and we praise God for the soul that has been added to the kingdom of the Most High God. We thank you tonight for that. We thank and we praise God for your families. Your families. We thank and we praise God for your pastors, your bishops, your apostles. We praise God tonight. We praise God tonight. We bless him. We bless him for that word. God wants a return.
God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you. We look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, blessings on you, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.